Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
This segment presented by OSF Healthcare. The University of Illinois took its next step last week in the world of name, image, likeness, or NIL, as it's called. Cam Cox is the NIL director with the Division of Intercollegiate Athletics. We just call him the NIL guy, and he returns to the show now to give us an update. Cam, welcome back. It's always good to have you on the show.
Larry, I'm glad to be back, and it's always great to be on the show. There's a lot to update about. We've got some big announcements and some big progress that's happened after the last little bit.
Yeah, it's I know it's been in the works for the past year. You're now celebrating in the early weeks of your second year at the U of I. Let's start with what's taken place since the last time we talked to you, I think was in April. There's been some changes legally. So let's start with what has changed in regards to NIL in the state of Illinois.
Yeah, thanks for asking. So the last time that we talked, we were in a place where by our state law, universities were still restricted from really getting deeply involved in NIL activities. So we kind of were in this educational capacity, and we tried to be as aggressive as we could in terms of educating our student athletes on one hand and then educating the business and donor community on the other hand. But we knew that there was really this appetite for us to actually get in the middle of those discussions and to really help bring NIL visions to life. So what we were doing is we were in the process of working through amendments over in Springfield to actually change that state law. And I'll say that that was a part of a larger national legislative trend. So in as much as I can say, hey, look what happened here in Illinois, there were 7 or 8 states that actually made the same kind of move. Now we're in a position where those restrictions for us to be involved are removed. And so we started to really think critically about, now that we have this new flexibility, how can we use it? How can we leverage it for our competitive strategy? And the answer is what kind of manifested itself last week is our announcement of NIL Impact, which is now our new kind of fundraising or development related strategy around NIL. The idea is, you've still got the education piece, the influence piece, but you're going to have this other part where we're engaging our external stakeholders and they're getting really involved and they're understanding that NIL is becoming the next frontier of what is always an arms race in college athletics. I know we talked about this last time, that institutional resources are always kind of the key to progress in any institutional programming. Athletics is no different. And what we're finding is the university has excellent academic prowess, always has. We're in a position now where we have state-of-the-art facilities. And we're also in a position now where we have some of the best coaches in the nation. And before NIL, that was kind of what you needed to have a premier athletics program. Now there's kind of this new piece, and that's name, image, and likeness. And so in the same way that people have supported us, and specifically alumni and major donors have supported us on those first three fronts, we're now kind of telling folks, hey, we're going to need that same level of initiative, that same level of engagement, and that same level of support on this fourth spot too.
Now, I will, one quick aside, I will say that for anyone who roots for Illinois, it is wonderful that you and Athletic Director Josh Whitman are both lawyers by trade. So we know that you guys have buttoned things up the right way when it comes to that.
We try. There are these legal mechanics and we have to work through them. But the good thing is that, you know, in as much as our state law does dictate everything, there are several other states that have at least somewhat similar state laws. And so we have the ability to say, okay, how is what we have here in Illinois different from what they have in, say, Kentucky, or different from what they have in Ohio, or different from what they have in Pennsylvania. And then you can kind of compare those distinctions and say, okay, so what I think our legislators were going for was this thing as opposed to that thing. But we do try to get it right. But we always try to make sure that we're as aggressive as possible, because this is really, really important stuff. I mean, the truth is that I mentioned those three things earlier, and I said those were the three things you needed to make sure that you had a strong athletic program. Autonomy 5 programs over the past several decades have largely maximized those three things. I mean, you look at the Big Ten, and that's kind of our primary competition. Everybody's got strong academic prowess. I mean, that's across the conference. They're some of the best coaches in the nation here, and everybody's got a new fancy facility going up all the time, right? This is the new thing that everybody doesn't have. And so you have the ability to really come in and make a big splash. And the other thing is, it's money, right? So when it comes to supporting student athletes, they care so much about that piece, because in as much as they care about the other three, there's kind of this other sense where you're like, but this is the immediate thing. It's an immediate, hey, is it $500? Is it $1,000? Is it, you know, $10,000? Whatever it is that the student athlete can kind of leverage their name, image, and likeness and earn, they're going to be really, really excited about that.
And what I've always really appreciated about what you're doing and what the Illini Guardians are doing, we've had Adam Fleischer on the show several times as well, and doing whatever we can to work with him and help promote this as you guys come together, is that there is this service element to this. It's not simply that, well, listen, you know, I don't know, show up and say hi, you know, for 2 minutes and that's it. And here's $100,000. That's not going to happen. There is this piece that the student athlete has to go out in the community and interact with people, or maybe they're speaking at a camp, or there are all these activities included. And that's what I really appreciate what you guys are doing with this, is there is this give and take. And the thing is, there's not just the money that changes hands, but there's this other social piece that I think really benefits the student athletes at Illinois.
That's absolutely true. I mean, you mentioned that Josh and I are both afflicted with the disease of having gotten a law degree, but Adam has the same problem. So right. It's an epidemic. And we're all aligned in that sense, that not only by rule, but also kind of, we want that. We want our student athletes to have to do something to earn their NIL compensation. And we want those things to be social or altruistic in nature. There's such a power, honestly, with this university and this community and the tie between those two. And in many ways, our students, not just student athletes, but our students miss out on that because their experience here in Champaign ends like kind of at the walls of campus. And they don't really get to get out in the community and really see that tie and really interconnections that you can leverage, not just today or next year, but maybe 10 years from now, maybe 15 years from now, right? I mean, it's one of those things. Over this past week, I had an opportunity to meet Dee Brown at an event. And it's one of those moments where you remember, hey, this is deeper than today or tomorrow. Dee made us all feel old when he mentioned that he made the big run 17 years ago, right? You're like, that's 17 years ago. But it's true, right? You're making these multi-decade connections. And I saw the men's basketball players, just mine kind of just click like, oh, that's true. I can leverage this stuff. That's the kind of stuff that NIL allows for our student athletes to really experience, because it was always there, but there just wasn't any reason for them to engage with it. And that's to say nothing of the community piece, that all of these student athletes have a unique capacity to influence, particularly young people in our community. I mean, that's how we all became fans, is because when we were about this tall, we looked up to somebody who's about that tall. Right. And that's what really kind of gets this whole thing going. And that activity where you look up to somebody and then they can maybe say something that can really spark a big change in the whole direction that your life's going, I think our student athletes are really embracing that moment. And the other thing is about, you know, them, is even though they are that tall, they're still kids. And so they have this other level of appreciation where I'm always very impressed by their ability to connect with young people, but I forget, like, they're still young people, so it's not so hard for them. It's really impressive and powerful stuff.
Right. And I think that the more they have those kinds of experiences, yes, the dollars are important and on the court and success in the classroom and all those things, but it's that other piece. It's just like in high school, I always called things, they weren't extracurricular, they were co-curricular activities, because it's part of the right. learning process. And to your point, I think that's the same thing, that even in recruiting, it's between Illinois and another school, the players at Illinois are going to say, yeah, but here's what's really cool, that there's this giant, you know, alumni base. It's one of the largest in the world. And you're tied into all of that when you come to Illinois. Well, for anybody listening, and we're talking to Cam Cox here, the NIL director with Illinois Athletics. For anyone listening, what is different now in terms of if I have given, if I'm planning to give, what is different now in terms of that process that didn't exist maybe a couple of years ago? I mean, obviously outside of NIL, obviously.
So I think the biggest thing now is that there are a few mechanisms in place. If you say, hey, I really want to support, specifically in the context of NIL, I'd say the first kind of most common mechanism is you can call us, you can call me. So if you say, hey, I have questions, I am really looking into this, I think that I can help make an impact, please do reach out to me. kcox@illinois.edu. Easy to remember. I think the second one is the presence of Illini Guardians. That's a big thing to say, okay, I don't really know if I want to create a custom experience, or I don't really know how much I want to be the one who interacts with this, but I do know it's important. I do want to help. You can sign up for a subscription with Illini Guardians, and they essentially will package the opportunity for you. We work very closely with Illini Guardians, and so you can feel very assured that what happens as a result of that is actually going to align with our mission and our competitive vision. And the third part is actually Open Doors Marketplace. So Open Doors is our kind of third-party platform that we partner with for a lot of different things for student-athlete NIL services. They make a lot of things happen. So some of the stuff we don't talk about on here are student-athlete taxes. We don't talk about student-athletes having to disclose. We don't talk about sharing content with student-athletes. Open Doors makes all that stuff possible. And the Open Doors Marketplace is also a kind of a booking platform for student-athletes for more kind of corporate visions in terms of student athlete NIL activities. So stuff like endorsements and sponsorships and more like corporate appearances, we can handle that stuff too. I'm happy to do it, but you can go through Open Doors. I think the presence of those mechanisms is what's really different, because before I think there was a sense that, well, NIL's here and maybe there's something that we can do, but we don't know how to interact with it. Or there was a sense that, well, I'm not a business, or well, I'm not a social media person, or well, I don't have kids who would want so-and-so to show up at a birthday party. Now there's an opportunity for everybody to be engaged. And honestly, everyone's going to have to be engaged if we're going to be able to make the splash that we really hope to make with this. And so last week, you may have seen Josh Whitman's letter come out, his open letter about the importance of NIL. And that's really what it was getting at, is the idea that everyone's going to have to get engaged. This is tremendously important, but this is something that we can really move on, because it's a fight we can actually win. It's something where we say, hey, look, we have a ton of people, got a ton of resources, and we are so, so hot right now. I don't know if you saw the football team win by 32 points last weekend, but we're real hot. I don't know if you've seen the men's basketball team have back-to-back Big Ten championships, but we're really hot. I mean, my volleyball team went to Sweet 16. We're really hot, and we've got a brand new fancy women's basketball coach. We are very, very hot right now. We're really, really high on our programs, but we're going to have this level of support. And that's why that support is so important right now, to strike while the iron's hot and really make that impact.
And that letter was so well done. And in fact, if anyone listening has not seen it, you can see it on findingillini.com. And it's on our website as well, IlliniGuys.com. We put it up there because we feel like everyone needs to read this to have an understanding of where this is. Here's a question that I did hear last week at the Illini Guys tailgate in regards to money and giving and that kind of thing. Okay, well, the Big Ten just signed for all this money, so Illinois is going to get more money. Why do they need my money?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's two reasons that we still need your money. Reason number one is because, and the one that kind of hits me the quickest, is that because of NIL, one of the main restrictions is that the schools are not paying the student athletes. The schools cannot kind of enter into NIL deals with student athletes, but also outside parties can't enter into NIL deals with student athletes for things that they have to do because they're student athletes. So both of those things kind of fall underneath the moniker of pay for play. It's both who's paying and then what we call play. The other reason why is because the headline is awesome, and there will be increased revenues from the new Big Ten deal, and that's awesome stuff. But the truth is that a lot of that is actually backloaded. And so it's one of those kind of don't believe everything you read situations. It's not as if tomorrow the water's turned on. Right. There's still going to be a significant ramp up period. There's a significant adjustment around that. And there's a significant structural component that we've already taken into account with that stuff too. So some of the new fancy buildings that we've got coming, those things we thought, okay, there's going to be some increase in the revenue distribution, and we didn't know what it was going to be, but some piece of that, particularly the fact that, you know, it's going to be kind of graduated in its increase, some piece of particularly those early increases are going to go to those things. And so we're still going to need support. Again, the key to all institutional programming is always fan and donor support. It doesn't matter if it is a medical school, a college of arts and sciences, or an athletic department. It is always that thing. And so we're going to continue to need that if we're going to be at the top.
And I know this in having conversations over the weekend. There are other schools that have in the NIL landscape, other Big Ten schools that I'm understanding have already jumped ahead of Illinois. Michigan State's got a couple of major donors, possibly of Indiana, possibly doing some things. And so to your point, the time is now. This is not in 2024, we'll know if you're considering it. Now is the time to get involved to make sure Illinois stays competitive.
That's absolutely true. I mean, I think that some of the other schools realize why this moment is so important. There are a lot of different things that are going on in the landscape of college athletics. We don't have quite enough time to talk about it, but we're in this period of upheaval and tumult. And it's really all just what our director likes to call an intense period of disruption, but it's a bit of a reshuffling. And so there's this unique opportunity right now to change the trajectory of Illinois athletics for years to come. And so because our competitors realize that, they're also trying to kind of move up in the pecking order. I mean, that's part of the competitive endeavor that we've signed up for. And so, yeah, it's a big deal, and it's a big deal to get it right. And it's a big deal to attack it right now.
Yeah. And to your point, I think that the resources are here in the Illinois community, not just in East Central Illinois, but on a global scale to make this happen among the alumni base and fans and all the corporate partners that you guys have with NIL. I've got about a minute left. Remind everyone, how can people get involved? They're ready to donate and get involved. What should they do?
First thing you do to get involved, I think the simplest thing for you to do is go to IlliniGuardians.com and sign up for a subscription package. So important. That is the best, simplest thing to do. If you think that you can offer some serious support, some big level stuff, and you think that you want a custom experience, feel free to reach out to me, kcox@illinois.edu. And if you have corporate interests, I can help you with that. But you can also feel free to go to Open Doors Local Marketplace and search for the Fighting Illini. You'll see us there.
Yeah. Cam, it's always good information. Unfortunately, we never have. You and I could take we could take 2 hours, I think.
Easily. Just on the Larry, show. Easily. People don't want to listen to us talk for that long.
So, exactly. But we really appreciate the knowledge. You always do such a great job of bringing clarity to the changes and helping people understand. I think of where this was even just a year ago and where it is now. It's just a quantum leap ahead. And so we all look forward to seeing where you take this, the good work that you're doing for the university and of course, all the partners, the people that we see around supporting Illinois athletics. To your point, it's a great time to be a fan. It's an exciting time to be a college sports fan overall, but I think especially Illinois sports with some lean times in some sports the past several years, we can see where that's changing. And so it's certainly neat to have a front row seat and watch you guys work. Cam Cox, we appreciate it. And we'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, Larry. I appreciate it.
All right. Cam Cox, again, he is the NIL director with the Division of Intercollegiate Athletics, and always good to talk with him. And again, Cam, many thanks for the knowledge. Hour number two is straight ahead. Illinois at Indiana, the Big Ten opener for both schools. This is the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.